and this Sunday does see the Port Lincoln Cup preview, if you like. The prelude happening on Sunday at the Port Lincoln Racecourse. Greg Fitzgerald joins us. Greg, good morning.
Morning.
What can we expect from the prelude this year?
Well, it's the logical lead-in race to the Port Lincoln Cup on Friday, March the 5th. It's a race conducted over 1,750 metres in comparison to the Port Lincoln Cup over 1,960 metres. So it's a logical race for horses to tune up their fitness in preparation for the Port Lincoln Cup. It's a race that's been in place for some 5 years now, and it's worked as that key lead-in race. Last year's winner of the prelude was a horse called Dexter Devil, who also took out the Port Lincoln Cup.
So obviously, if you do get up on the day of the prelude, your chances of winning the cup looking pretty good all of a sudden.
Certainly are.
So what can we expect by way of things happening off the race course on the day? Obviously, it's a big day in the Port Lincoln race calendar, the prelude.
It is. It's also our sponsors recognition day, so there'll be a luncheon for our many valued sponsors, one of whom is the sponsor of the Port Lincoln Cup Prelude in Thomas Foods International. Thomas Foods are an iconic South Australian company and a great supporter of racing right throughout South Australia.
And great day, opportunity for families to go along as well. Will there be anything on offer for the kids on the day?
Families most welcome. Hopefully the weather will be kind to us all, and we've got lots of spacious grass areas and grounds and umbrellas and so forth. So if the weather's kind, there'll be all those sort of facilities as well as catering and licensing for people to engage in.
Absolutely. Speaking with Greg Fitzgerald about the prelude to the Port Lincoln Cup coming up this Sunday, the Thomas Foods International prelude, as a matter of fact, can people roll up on the day and buy tickets at the gate, or do they have to book online?
It's a ticketed event, so you have to book online. And you can do that through the Port Lincoln Racing Club website and follow the links, or you can do it direct through the Moshtix site.
So very important to make sure that you do book ahead. Make sure that you don't roll up on the day, because the tickets won't be there. And obviously the COVID safe situation, there's going to be restrictions and measures taken on the day to make sure that everyone's kept safe.
That's correct. So when people arrive at the gate, they've either got a hard copy of the ticket they've purchased or it's on their phone, and that'll be scanned, and they'll also be required to QR code in, and there'll be a number of QR codes around the gate area to facilitate that part of the process. So it's a two-step process to get in. It's just the world that we live in. This is our second ticketed event for the season. The first one was our New Year's Eve meeting, and that seemed to go quite well, and people adapted quite readily to the circumstances in which they had to purchase and gain entry.
We're certainly looking forward to the Thomas Foods Cup International Prelude. I'll get that out in a moment. On Sunday at the Port Lincoln Racecourse, Greg Fitzgerald, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.